It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah, welcome back. We're not afraid. We just had a wonderful talk with Senator Ron Gould from the Arizona legislature. And looking into things, we'll see what comes of that. We are appreciative and hopeful that some movement will come out of the legislature to be able to quell these kinds of disturbances when the authorities are the crooks, when the authorities become the gang with a flag. That's what we have to quell. At what point do the people stand up for themselves and say, no, basically ignoring government? Now, that would be my advice. Just ignore them. Just ignore them. Just let them know that they are totally worthless. Well, today, one of those officials, and I'm not saying he's worthless, he's been standing up, become the poster child for our rights. And part of it is now moving into your right to bear arms and defend yourself. The little dinky itty bitty town of Courtside, about 3,600 people in the off season, about 500,000 during the on season when it becomes the world's largest parking lot of RV vehicles and people coming out to have a good time and enjoy it. Many of them retired. They don't want this noise in their lives to be run by Boss Hogg and this little cabal of people who think that just because they got the shiny badge, they got elected because they won a popularity contest of sorts, that suddenly they are imbued with the wisdom, and you will do as I say, or I will do something to you. So here we have the current mayor of a court site, Mr. Ed Foster. Ed, are you with us?
Oh, I'm here, Barry, and thanks for having me on again. You know, it's a never-ending story of Courtside, Arizona.
That rabbit hole just keeps getting deeper and deeper with all kinds of little sidetracks. But now you heard the interview with Senator Gould. What do you think? Are you hopeful? Do you think something's going to come of it? Is the state going to step in and fix it? Or will they just kind of try to keep their hands out of it because it's an election year?
I'm hopeful, Barry. And if the story remains in the public eye, it has to be addressed. And as long as these people keep doing these ever never ending story things, the public is out there watching us, and as long as that's happening, I think we can be hopeful, and Ron would have all of my support in legislative action to correct this problem. Nobody in the state government has got the authority to do it. Every office I've been to, well, we're investigating, but we really have no authority. That's the constant reminder I get.
Well, you know, he also mentioned Sylvia Allen, another one of our legislators up, and she's concerned with that district, I think, in La Paz. And you might want to contact both of their offices to see. I mean, we'll see how far she'll go. I mean, she's been okay, pretty much, not as hardcore as I would like her to see on the rights of individuals. But certainly now we are talking about individual rights when we're talking about the forcible removal of someone's firearms on a trumped up charge, basically because someone, a city councilman or a town councilman, was afraid of what he would do in response to the armed person. So the armed person must be disarmed. Did I not make any sense? Well, that's because the situation doesn't make any sense. I'm just telling you what it is. And we're here with Mr. Foster, the mayor. And now you're facing a recall election, is that right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Who's behind that?
Oh, the council members. One of the council members' wives started the whole thing.
Really?
And a councilman, one of the group, resigned so that he could run against me. His timing was not very smart in this, because this publicity has really hurt his chances.
Yeah, it's, you know, and I think the people of Quartzsite, what we've seen up there from the people, has been overwhelmingly your demand. You the man. So he's just going to look silly, I would think, at the outcome if they count the votes correctly. I have to always preface it that, because here in Arizona, you know, we're rife with all kinds of vote fraud from all angles, right down to the counting. So we're going to hope that it comes out and that you continue on. But that's only if the state, the governor, doesn't step in, and we don't anticipate she'll grow any spine soon. But she could step in, declare a state of emergency, and take over. And what I'd like to see, I think the best answer is to disincorporate Quartzsite and let it go back to being a nice, peaceful town that it always was without problems before it had a government.
Actually, that's one of the accusations the other side has made about me, and I am not in favor of that. I at this point, would welcome intervention, but short of disincorporating the town. I think the town needs to be set down and a fresh start given to it. This has been going on for a very long time. I spent time with Patty Bergen, a very early mayor in the town, yesterday or day before, and she was relating that this has been going on in Quartzsite forever. Quartzsite has grown up. It's now got a new people, class of people in town, and we want a clean community. We do not want this old guard cabal that's running the town. The people are standing up against them.
Well, since it's the corruption and stuff has gone on from the very beginning. I mean, actually, the incorporation itself, which wasn't that long ago, is when the corruption started. So why would you argue to keep it in place when, after all these many years and through several administrations, it's where it is now?
Well, there are reasons for communities, and out in Quartzsite, really, it's to protect our water rights. I know that's dear to Ernie's heart.
I know.
But if we didn't have a community, Phoenix would own our water rights. You know, right now, Maricopa County would have them. They would have had them. That was one of the reasons for incorporating, was to preserve the water rights for Quartzsite. But I don't know what's behind, you know, as water rights go. What I'm interested in is the protection of the people right now, and we have a government that people fear in Quartzsite.
Well, come on, they got four police officers. That should keep everybody safe.
Yeah, but we actually have four officers and a chief, and three of those officers and the chief are under criminal investigation. The good officers are confined to their homes right now.
Now, are they actually going along with that? Are they staying in their homes?
They have to. If they don't, they could be summarily fired. They're actually going through a hearing process. They're confined to their home from 8 a.m. till 11 or noon, and then from 1 to 5. That's supposedly they're available to be called to town hall for these firing interviews that they're doing. The town police clerk was fired summarily last week. She was started through the process, and they got it a little bit wrong, and finally they just sent her a letter, said, "You're terminated." Mr. Sam Viederman, our county attorney out there, stood up, and he's given this lady a temporary position with his office so that her household is not without an income, at least, you know.
Well, you start to see other members of the community stand up and fill in the gap that government, you think, normally does, but that's what I call spontaneous organization. It's the inherent goodness of people. We'll help other people. And so if you didn't have a government other than protecting the water rights, and I'm sure that could be done in some way, What good is government?
Well, actually, the government out there, you know, you're right. When we have 1,000 people out there right now in August, because even the regular residents finds relief up in the hill country somewhere.
Yeah.
But, you know, probably. But when we get this influx of 500,000 people in January and February, it grows to somewhere there. We do need a government organization to manage safety, to manage the infrastructure, the sewer and the water for that many people.
But yeah, there is some room. I'm not an anarchist. I'm definitely a minimalist, but all I want is the government that is defined and described in our constitutions, both nationally and in the state.
Absolutely.
Guard the borders, tote the mails, and get your nose out of everything else. You know, actually, the government's here to provide a justice mechanism for conflict between citizens. And it doesn't go much further than that in my book.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
And it's warming up here with fire from Kansas, if you didn't recognize that. This is Barry Hess sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence. And today is kind of a special day because we've had Senator Ron Gould from the Arizona legislature. We were talking about what the state can do to help rectify some of the problems that are up in Little Quartzsite, Arizona. And today, as a follow-up here in the second hour, we have Mayor Ed Foster. So we're just going to turn it over to Ed to keep us updated and apprise us of the situation and just give us his thoughts of some of the stuff that's going on behind the scenes. Because, folks, I'm telling you, you couldn't make this stuff up. So, I mean, right down to the, I think, the town manager. That was the psychic, right?
Yeah.
You'd have thought she knew this was coming. I mean, for crying out loud, that no wonder she's not a psychic anymore. But in any event, now she's trying to determine the future, not to reveal it, you know? So that's kind of fun. But really, as a town manager, I mean, welcome to Quartzsite. Speaking of which, Mayor Ed Foster. Ed, so you were talking a little bit about what's going on and some of the gyrations behind the scenes and how it's affecting the daily life of people in Quartzsite. Do you start to see lines being drawn? Are there sides being divvied up?
Actually, that's a concern. I mean, people are getting their emotions into this thing, and they're getting, yesterday, the guy who shot all the videos that went on the internet and made us famous.
That's Doug Gilford.
Doug Gilford. We got a letter. Everybody got a form letter about an open meeting law violation from the omelet of the Attorney General's office.
The ombudsman?
Omelet division. Open meetings law enforcement team or whatever. Okay. Anyhow, it implied that, they needed more information in order to pursue this. So Doug went to the laundromat where they're having these meetings, standing on a public sidewalk, took his camera out, started taking pictures of the license plates, provide evidence to the omelet division. The chief of police chased him to his church where he took sanctuary. And Doug is an important person in this church. I mean, he's a good Christian man. I mean, he's really upset about what's going on. The pastor had to intercede with a very angry chief of police who was going to arrest him for taking pictures on a public thoroughfare.
Really?
Yes.
On what grounds? I mean, was it what? He's casing the place for being a terrorizer or what?
This chief needs no grounds to do this. He has been ordered by the council to go get them. Literally, go get them, meaning the political opposition. Anybody that's opposed to town government, the chief of police has, by sworn testimony of these 10 officers who are now confined to their homes, has been ordered to go get them. I mean, that's this criminal cabal that's running Quartzsite.
So by association, every one of them on the council, every one of them, without exception, is dirty.
Everyone. If they stand up for that, yeah. If they stand up for that, then they're part of the conspiracy, and that the federal government ought to be looking at that right now.
Well, you know what? I wish I had a list of all of their names because I want to make them famous, you know, and we'll make sure we get a list up of all of the councilmen and a way to contact them if you'd like to vent your own opinions. And we urge you, go ahead. Free country.
We know the poster child for them is Councilman Joe Winslow. We know that, though.
Oh, you know, I got such a kick out of him when he was ranting and raving during one of the original videos with Jenny Jones up there at the microphone, which I'm people all over the world were aghast saying, hey, you get rid of that First Amendment. And that's what they were doing, folks. That is their right, is to speak out at a public meeting where time was reserved for the public to speak. And then the chief didn't like what he was saying. No, and neither did Mr. Winslow. But I couldn't believe that he kept going. I thought, is this guy a total idiot, or is he, I mean, does he not realize this is on film? Moron come into play at all?
It's unbelievable. I mean, and then he goes from that to the taking Mr. Roth's weapon away, you know.
Because he's afraid of himself.
Because he's afraid of himself. He's afraid, he's buying weapons, and he's afraid of what he might do, and he says that in front of the judge. The judge gives an order of protection to him rather than giving one to Mr. Roth, you know.
When you'd almost think, based upon the nature of the complaint, that the judge should have taken his guns away, saying, you're the one we're worried about here, so how about we take your guns away and you guys don't talk to each other? I mean, you can't call him a turd, I think was the bad word. I don't know. I don't think we're going to get blamed for that one.
What I can't believe is going on is these people must think they're protected from somebody because they're going on doing these things, and they know they're in public. They know the world is watching Quartzsite like a hawk right now, and yet they continue to do these things. I mean, any reasonable person would have said, hey, wait, let's be quiet. Maybe this will all blow over, and we can go back to doing the business the old way. But they keep, it's every day there's another thing that's going to make the world come look at Quartzsite and make the story tellable.
And the record is there, indelibly inscribed on the internet. It's there forever. So, you know what gets me is these guys who have zero foresight. They don't see where this is going. I do. I'm there's no way it's just going to ever be dropped like they would like, because it's obvious that the council just would like it all to be dropped and we just go on about our business now and we'll keep doing what we're doing. But it's not going to happen that way. It is not going to exist in a vacuum where people say we let the council get away with being commie bastards.
I actually sat on my couch Sunday night and played through all the moves that have went. And if I do this, they did that and whatever. And I had to go back and do it. And then I got thinking, if they're protected somehow, if somebody here in Phoenix is looking over them, then their moves start to make a little more sense. And in fact, my officers, the Quartzsite tent, oh, and by the way, the supporters of Mayor Foster Facebook page, they're opening a fundraising drive, a legal defense fund for the Quartzsite tent.
Great. What's the website?
It's on Facebook. It's Supporters of Mayor Foster.
So that's the name of it,
And their group in there is organizing a legal defense fund for these Quartzsite 10 officers. So.
Well, as it should be, it's now is the time to come to the aid of your countrymen. If you got a couple of shekels in your pocket, you might want to send them along onto that Facebook page.
The group on there has arranged for a really good law firm here. I'm sorry, I don't know their names right now, and I'd like to give them a plug, but they're arranged for a good law firm to represent these officers in their defense here. So it costs money to do that, and they're raising a legal defense fund to do this. So,
well, fantastic. Well, we're libertarians. We know lawyers. I mean, half of libertarians are Juris Doctorate holders. But that's what you get. If you want to be a bad councilman, you're going to come up against the brutal force of peace, the people. And we'll be back to discuss it with Mayor Foster after the break. This is Barry Hess sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence.
And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
This is Barry Hess sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence. We're back in studio with Mayor Ed Foster of Quartzsite, Arizona. Now we've changed the conversation just a little bit. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Quartzsite 10 and the problems they are encountering for standing up to corruption. We just call them a Q10. But I know that Mayor Foster wanted to get in some conversation about them. I want to remind you that up on the website on freedomsphoenix.com, that's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, and when you see today's story, the article linked to this show, You'll also see where you can contribute to the old Q10. Give them some legal backup because they're going to need it. They're standing up against the man. And when they stand up, you stand up. It's all for one and one for all when it comes to our rights, regardless of all circumstances. So, Ed, let's hear a little bit more about what's going on with the Courts I-10.
Well, I'll tell you what. I was fighting the check issue and more than happy to take the slings and arrows that were coming my way over that one. And when these guys stepped out, they became the heroes. And actually, it wasn't until very recently that I was able to actually see the evidence that they turned over to DPS. I mean, that what they detailed was a complete misuse of the power of police power in Courtside, Arizona on the part of this chief. I got an email where one of the officers sent an email to or conversation with county attorney. Maybe one of the orders he had received was going to violate Miss Jones's civil rights. The county attorney sent an email back to the chief and says, well, maybe this officer ought to talk to your town attorney. Oh, that's going to happen after he's finked him out to the chief, you know. County attorney has since apologized for that. But, this officer was questioning whether or not he was violating someone's civil rights in what he was being ordered to do. And that's been going on. Finally, these officers' testimony has went to the DPS. And all of this is now out there on the line. In fact, that officer, he's a colonel in the Army, and he did not join the Courtside 10. He's standing with the bad side right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and that's going to be a bad place to be. And probably, I would guess there's at least one of the core four, I guess we can call them, the Courtside four, the ones who are standing with the chief. I would guess at least one of them is there just because they need the money. They don't want to lose their job.
Probably.
And they're banking on
the Courtside 10 have put their careers, their livelihood of their families, everything on the line, and they're the real heroes right now. They've stood up to the corruption and exposed it in a very, very effective way.
Now, folks, when we're talking about the kind of misuse and abuse of powers and authorities and access to government databases and all kinds of stuff like that, what we are talking about is police officers being ordered to use the information like the NICS database and all the FBI and all the fun stuff, all those lists that we're always saying we should just get rid of. They're using those lists to try and find dirt on other people, on their political adversaries, and using it against them in threatening ways. Now, folks, now we're talking blackmail. We're talking coercion. It goes on and on and on. And you'd think that the people of Courtside, and I know there's only a handful of them, but at some point, them old boys are going to start pulling out their own shotgun saying, TRO this. That's a temporary restraining order. And it's going to come to some ugly stuff is what it seems inevitable. Until this town council goes completely away, all of the persons on it go completely away, and the police chief away, gone, get out of Courtside, their presence there is going to invite trouble that none of us want.
Actually, that's what I've been in Phoenix today for. I'm concerned for public safety. I mean, the passions are rising. People are getting more and more angry. I'm trying to tell them, cool it, let something's going to happen. But actually, I have nothing to report back that anything good is going to happen because Courtside's burning and Phoenix is fiddling. That's the story.
Yeah, it would obviously. And I'm so glad that Senator Gould came on. Seemed like he was definitely into it and understands it. Now there's no excuse for him not to act. So we'll see. That's all we can do is wait and see. But meanwhile, Courtside is burning. So this brings up a really good point because with all these distractions that have been going on for a full month now, all of the stuff that's happening, and I'm just talking about the flare-up since it's been in the public eye, how much work has that council been doing for the people in the midst of all this? Have they done anything?
Actually, one of the things I expressed today to the open meetings law violation team is that under the law, when they closed the door on the first emergency meeting they had, that meeting was illegal. The first paragraph of a law states the basis for the law, and it says all meetings of public bodies are public, open to the public, public shall attend. When they locked the door, that meeting became illegal, and therefore all business conducted behind locked doors, null and void. So they declared a state of emergency behind locked doors. That's gone. They rescheduled meetings. That's gone. And so since then, they've been having illegal meetings, conducting the business of the town, making zoning changes, okaying checks, writing legislation, and I refuse to participate in those meetings. I will not preside at an illegal meeting. Today, I asked the Attorney General's office to make a determination. How much of Courtside's business, how much of the people's business are they going to conduct in these illegal meetings before the Attorney General makes a decision of whether or not we're having illegal meetings? You know, they only have 30 days. If you do something in an illegal meeting, that law says you have 30 days to wave a wand over it and fix it, you know, in a legal meeting. So if they don't call a legal meeting, and I pointed that out to them at the last council meeting they called, where I wrapped the gavel and told them this meeting's canceled because it's illegal, and I made the announcement. I said, you have 30 days to fix this. You know, if you don't, zoning changes, checks you wrote, everything becomes illegal and under question.
Well, by being illegal, I mean, heck, everything we do is illegal these days. Everything any private citizen does is illegal. What does that mean? I mean, does it mean that it's void, that it's null and void?
That's what the law says. It's illegal and therefore null and void. Actual words in the state statute, Arizona 38, I think it's 431, the open meetings law. Mm-hmm. And it says that if you do it behind closed doors, or if any provision of that statute is not law or legal or followed, then any of that passing of laws or whatever is null and void. It says that.
Well, now, is there a mechanism to undo what they did behind closed doors?
Like, yeah, we could have a regular meeting, call a regular meeting, announce it, let the people talk at it, and declare a state of emergency. You know, vote it out in front of God and the world and let the people's voice be heard.
Well, when's the last time they had an actual open meeting? Was it the one with Jennifer Jones?
That was it.
That was the last one.
Yes.
Well, this is going to be interesting. But you know, no matter what, when it's all over, at some point it will be over. But when it's all over, it won't stand. It can't stand because it'll be under the glaring lights, the light of day, for crying out loud. Everybody's going to know. So these guys have to know they're going to be gone because of this. They have inexorably changed their lives. And when I say they, I'm talking about the council and the police chief.
I don't believe they think that. I think they honestly believe that they're going to be protected.
Wow. Such short-sightedness in government. It is dangerous. Downright dangerous, because they don't realize once it's on tape, it's there forever. Forever! And there's no disputing what happened. Hey, we'll talk more about it with Mayor Ed Foster of Courtside. This is Barry Hess sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence. We'll be back right after the break.
There are those that just want to be left alone, and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
I want to break free. I want to break free.
Yeah, don't you just want to break free? This is Barry Hess sitting in for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence. In studio, we have Mayor Ed Foster from Courtside, Arizona, the center, the eye of the storm, as it were, on corruption being exposed around the state and literally around the country. Well, no, wait, around the world, because we hear from people who are listening to this broadcast from all over the world, and it just make you cry. It just make you cry if you heard all of the abuses of power that governments have instituted and imposed on individuals. You got to keep fighting. That's what it is. And one of the guys who keeps fighting is the mayor of Courtside, currently under a recall. That's not a popular recall. It was actually one of those kind of engineered things, and we'll see how that one goes, because we'll be certainly standing around to support Mayor Foster and urging everyone in courtside to support him. Throw the other bums out. Sometimes that's the thing you got to do. And they say, well, we're a majority of the council. Well, sometimes being in the majority just means all the idiots are on the same side. So on that note, we do want to make sure that people are aware this is not a joke. We laugh at it just because it's funny. You can't make this stuff up, but it's not a joke. We're talking about your freedoms, our freedoms, if we let them get away with it in Quartzsite, Arizona. I don't care where you are. You've just opened the door to have the same abuses rain down upon you. One of the guys standing in the way of that happening, a good guy, the mayor, Ed Foster, is on with us. And he wanted to talk a little bit in this last section, so I'm going to turn it over to you, Mayor Foster.
Well, there's two things that need to be mentioned. One, that I've had contact with other mayors in Arizona, and they support me. And they're concerned because of what's happening to me in Quartzsite could happen to them. And they've seen it could happen now, and they're concerned about that. But the other thing is, I've been talking to DPS, and DPS has been on the scene. Senator Schuter actually intervened with the DPS and put some backbone into the investigation early on. And I talked to him today, and still we get the story that, you know, there's a lot of this going on in Arizona. We've been pushed to the highest priority now because of all the publicity.
Of all the corruption cases. Incidentally, DPS, for those listening who don't know, that's the State Department of Public Safety. That is the state police.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, we got to define that. But the state police are looking into it, and my story is to them, if there's this much of it going on in Arizona, make an example of what's going on in Quartzsite. Maybe the others that are in similar circumstance will look over their shoulder and say, hey, maybe that wasn't such a good idea. Let's clean up our act.
Well, we've got to let these people in office know there are limits of power. There is a line beyond which people will not be pushed. I mean, and we're fast approaching it in Quartzsite. But at least 10 other counties or cities and towns in Arizona that I've gotten reports on, and we haven't verified all of them, but I have no reason to discount even one of them. But the abuses are into the outrageous, the abuse of power, the charging of people with sex perversion crimes because, I don't know, they're public urinating in a public place or some. Suddenly they have to register as a child molester or some damn thing. I mean, it's the abuse of power that is so rampant that you just want to say, hey, scrape all the crap off, get rid of the government. And that's becoming a movement. How do you feel about that, Ed?
It becomes right what Senator Gould said. They have no authority. And when there's no authority, these little towns and cities, they think they're immune from anything and they can get by with it. Our two of the councilmen actually bragged to the Arizona Republic in a story that they didn't care whether their meetings were illegal. They didn't care whether their ordinances they were passing were illegal. They're going to get by with it. Somebody needs to make an example. If you made an example of one town like Quartzsite, the rest of them would all of a sudden have second thoughts about doing something like this.
Well, should a group of us go down and symbolically, we could go set up a gallows in the middle of a town or something to say, it's waiting for you.
Actually, that's funny. But the real serious part is this DPS investigation, there are legitimate felony crimes
Absolutely.
Against Arizona statutes that have been committed. They need to get off the stick. They've had it in their hands for more than 30 days. It took the chief only 4 days to come up with a criminal charge on me. You know, he manufactured one in 4 days. The DPS is had this investigation for more than 30 days now, and they're still investigating.
It's a political year. I mean, that explains so much of what's going on. Nobody wants to stick their hand in the pot of goo because they don't know how it's going to turn out for them. You know, and it's this bad boy can swing in 1,000 ways. But before it's all said and done, Quartzsite, Arizona will be cleaned up. I'm absolutely confident of that, and I say before it's done. It may not be done anytime soon, but either everybody will move out of Quartzsite and they'll lose their tax base entirely, or Quartzsite will go away as an incorporated town, or good people will be placed back into office who will just keep the limits of power in tow and in mind. Because ultimately what you end up with is a reckless group of people who are heading into a brick wall, and they apparently don't care about their own safety. But who's caught up in all that? You, me, and the citizens of Quartzsite, Arizona.
I'll tell you, one of the problems that we have in Arizona is this council manager kind of government. We have a bureaucratic government that reports to nobody. And in this case, now the town manager and the chief of police have taken over Quartzsite. It took an abdication by the council to accomplish that. But really, we have only one strong mayor government in all of Arizona, and that's Huachuca, down by Fort Huachuca. That mayor runs the town. I mean, that's the strong mayor. And one city is left in all of Arizona that isn't run by bureaucrats, and that's a shame.
Yeah, I never could understand. Well, I did understand why they had town, city, managers, county managers, all that nonsense. The reason was to pass the buck from the politician, the one responsible. Actually, you know, having a town manager, they should be a consultant to the mayor at the very most. And that's only if you believe they have some kind of extraordinary experience that is better than the elected mayor to actually do things, who could give good advice. But to give them any power whatsoever is absolutely insane. Here in Phoenix,
absolutely,
the city manager makes more than anybody.
That's one issue that Senator Gould and the legislature ought to really be addressing, is the relationship of the bureaucrats in little governments to the elected official. The people elect people, you know, even if they do it wrong, the people's wisdom has to be respected. The people's elected officials are the ones that ought to be running their community, not some bureaucrat that can just hold sway over them. You know, be some Svengali and take over the control of the town.
And that's what they've done.
Yes, they
I mean, and it's not uncommon. It's everywhere. There's always the little eye, ha, 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 I got the shiny badge, so I'm better than you. And that's what all these people tend to think. They're better than their neighbors. And by the way, have you kissed my ring today?
Right.
I mean, that's their attitude. I get such a kick out of them because I show virtually no respect.
When you have government in the hands of elected people, that gives people a voice in their who's doing the job.
Right.
When you turn it over to bureaucrats, they lose control. The bureaucrats can do whatever they want. You know, they get by with it.
Sure.
And it's one isolation away from the people, and the people lose faith in their government. They lose interest in it then. And boy, once they do that, the bureaucrats take off and run with it.
The whole idea of this town manager thing, that kills me. I mean, it really does. Turning it over, the very job you were elected to do, that you are literally legally responsible for their actions.
Well,
that's the scary part.
It's all right to have a professional manager, but the relationship between the elected official and that manager should be very clearly defined in state law.
And it should be limited to consultancy only.
Right.
No power. The mayor has to make the choice given good information.
Absolutely.
Which is what you would want.
Absolutely.
Well, folks, there's the music. This is Barry Hess wrapping up an exciting day. This has been fun. We had Senator Ron Gould from the Arizona legislature talking about what machinations are going to come into place, and we'll see what happens. We've had Mayor Ed Foster, the currently embattled mayor of Quartzsite, Arizona. It's become a battleground, folks. So let's let them know what you think. Get your voices heard. Call your legislators. Show some support. Go to the website and contribute to the Quartzsite 10. Let's let them know we hang together this time. This is Barry Hess signing off for Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence. How about you declare yours today?
I hope Senator Gould listened to that last part.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured. Tour.